October 6, 2025. Today's reading from Discovery, Being Content. Opening Prayer. Lord God, use your word to give me the grace and power I need to do your will. Read Philippians chapter 4, verses 10 through 23. Thanks for their gifts. I rejoiced greatly in the Lord that at last you renewed your concern for me. Indeed, you were concerned, but you had no opportunity to show it. I'm not saying this because I am in need, for I have learned to be content whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret to being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do all this through Him who gives me strength. Yet it was good of you to share in my troubles. Moreover, as you Philippians know, in the early days of your acquaintance with the gospel, when I set out from Macedonia, not one church shared with me in the matter of giving and receiving, except you only. For even when I was in Thessalonica, you sent me aid more than once when I was in need. Not that I desire your gifts. What I desire is that more be credited to your account. I have received full payment and have more than enough. I am amply supplied, now that I have received from Epaphroditus the gifts you sent. They are a fragrant offering, an acceptable sacrifice, pleasing to God. And my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus. To our God and Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. Final greetings. Greet all God's people in Christ Jesus. The brothers and sisters who are with me send greetings. All God's people here send you greetings, especially those who belong to Caesar's household. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Amen. Reflect. What is your biggest highlight of this letter so far? Reread it, reflect, and rejoice in what God has shown you. Verse 13 is often wrongly used to claim that we can do anything we like with God's strength. This interpretation is part of the expressive individualism rife in Western society. Life is about me and what I want. No one can tell me what to do or question my choices. Here, however, Paul gives thanks without using the words. He refers to their renewed concern, their gifts sent with Epaphroditus. Paul uses a series of accountancy phrases to speak of these things: giving and receiving, credited to your account, and full payment. He uses these terms subversively to undermine what would be expected in the ancient world. If you sent a gift to someone, they were in your debt and owed you honor or a return gift. Paul is clear that he looks to God with thanks for their gift, using sacrificial imagery, and that he is not in their debt. Instead, God will give them the return gift to meet their needs. Verse 13, then, comes amid Paul explaining that he has learned contentment in good and bad circumstances. It's God's strength that enables him to keep going, a strength experienced partly through the Philippians' gifts. Apply. How do you financially support gospel ministry in your community and, more widely, in your country and the world? Review your giving to consider if you might give more or differently. Closing prayer. Loving Savior, you relinquished heaven and endured the cross to give your life for me. Please help me hold loosely the material things you give me, eager to seek you for their use.